You know, every 2 years, I just want to make the point. You know, that's me playing drums on that song, you know. About 25 years ago, yeah, we did a recording of that song. And it was really just supposed to, we were a bar band. And that was one of the songs we were going to be playing in a bar. And it ended up, when I got the radio show, I'm like, yeah, that could make a good theme song. Here it is, 25 years later. Anyway, what am I talking about? Time for American Hit Radio. On 90.3 WHPC, WHPC HD. The me that I'm talking about that is playing drums on that song in the background is Tom Ryan. It's my lovely wife and co-host, Hattie Morales Ryan, here with us as well. Of course, it's Friday. And on Friday, the show is How Music Changed, where we take deep dives into specific aspects of the history of music. And in this instance, that history has been focused on Jimi Hendrix for about the past half a year now. Today is part 24 on the series. A couple more. We're approaching the end of this series. But for the previous 2 weeks, we culled performances from the four shows that Jimi Hendrix performed with Billy Cox and Buddy Miles at the Fillmore East in New York City on December 31st, 1969, and January 1st, 1970. It was kind of like perfect because we just passed the new year, and I thought it would be ideal. It just well worked out that way anyway. Those shows were historic, and there were four of them. So I did my best to carefully choose performances that best represented some of the highlights from that historic live set. Now, while doing so, I deliberately avoided playing versions that Jimmy himself chose for public release, with one exception, and the reason for which I will explain during the show. So today's show features the tracks that Jimmy considered to be the best representation of their work over those two nights, including edits, which the live album versions that I was playing were not edited. It's worth noting that the band didn't last long enough to record a studio album or even perform another full-length live show. So this is both the beginning and the end for the band of Gypsies. After the live stuff, if I don't blow it and talk too much, we will have a few bonus recordings of the band working in the studio before they ended up breaking up. So let's get started. From the Band of Gypsies album, culled from that show, we're going to start with the song entitled Who Knows? Thank you.
Thank you.
just a straight up 12 bar blues, but the hip hop group Digital Underground actually used that tune as a sample for their Sex Packets album. Had a hit with it too, The Way We Swing. Now, the next song to me proves that Jimi Hendrix is to guitar what Bob Dylan is to songwriting. This is a song that, because Hendrix changed guitar every single time he touched one and influenced every single person who wished to play guitar as he came along. He'd be dead within 6 months after this album was recorded, which is incredibly sad. This is the last album that he recorded that was released in his lifetime. And the song that was the most influential by far on this record is this next track. It's a long one. It's about 13 minutes long, and it's called Machine Gun. Some people, like Treyas Anastasio, said he played this song a million times. Check it out.
Happy New Year, first of all. Hope you have about a million or 2 million more of them. If we can get over the summer. Yeah. We'd like to dedicate this one to such a draggy scene that's going on. All the soldiers that are fighting in Chicago and Milwaukee and New York. Oh yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam. About to do a thing called Machine Gun. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
is, that's Machine Gun. There's Hendrix, the version that Hendrix released of four that he had recorded during that tour. We'll play one more song before we get to the half hour. This is a song that actually has features Buddy Miles on lead vocals. The drums are so different with Buddy Miles playing instead of the Experience. I'm kind of disappointed by that, actually. But, well, this is Buddy Miles, of course, on drums, but also lead vocals. Song is Changes.
Buddy Miles is going to do this thing he wrote called Dim Changes.
My mind is going
Thank you, buddy. You're listening to WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. The show is American Hit Radio. I'm your host, Tom Ryan, with my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan. We're here every Friday between 5 and 6, doing this forever. We love this spot, being here on Fridays to close out the week, making it like a triple happy hour for everybody, playing some of the best music that we can possibly think of to play. That's the whole point of How Music Changed, covering this history. And got the other half of the album that actually we've already played. Changes was the first track on side two of the album. What's funny is on the next two songs on the album, they had a weird, goofy like mistake with the album titles. Hendrix had a couple of songs. One was called Power of Soul, or maybe Power of Love. But they printed it as Power to Love. And the other song that he wrote was Message to Love. And they printed that one as Message of Love. So they got their prepositions wrong, but don't really matter. The songs stay exactly the way that he intended them to be. So we'll play them back to back. Power to or of Love and or Soul first. And Message to and or of Love will follow.
Oh, He's going to do a thing that he wrote called Message of Love.
Swan Songs didn't get enough attention because they are awesome. They're super powerful and great. And, you know, this is a funny thing. I hope that, Mercury, I hope you don't mind that I'm doing this, but when I opened up the show mentioning the fact, almost like an egotist thing, when I started playing the theme song, like I just blurted out, you know, it's me playing drums on the theme song that we open up with. I don't know what made me say that. I just heard myself doing the one at the beginning, and I heard my voice, and I thought that was kind of funny. And then I just got a phone call from a drummer named Mercury Caronia, who's in the band Cathedral, and that impresses me like crazy because the stuff that he's done. So I love hooking up with other drummers. So thanks for calling, man. That was very, very cool. And it's great to hear that you're doing what you're doing. You know, long may we reign. Drummers rule. All right, so I'm not going to play the last track that was on the album, which is We Gotta Live Together, for the simple reason that I did already play that version earlier because I played the full-length version. The album version was edited, so there's no reason in me going there now. So that's what I meant earlier when I said that I'll explain why I'm not going to play the entire album, which gives me time to play a couple of tracks that the band, this same band, was fooling around with in the studio. So one of the songs is basically the same guys, which is Billy Cox, Buddy Miles, and of course Jimi Hendrix, trying to come up with the song. Hendrix loved cartoons. He loved that sort of thing. And he comes up with, it's a song which is about a cartoon. It's called Astro Man. But check this out, because he's no longer sounding like he's in the experience anymore. By this point in time, it sounds like he's inventing a new type of funk rock. It's like Parliament Funkadelic, or what the Isley Brothers were beginning to be in the early 70s. And Hendrix is at the front of it again, of course. Of course he is. I mean, don't forget, this is still like just barely 1970, right? It's January 21st, actually, when he's recording this. The song is called Astro Man.
Astro Man, here I come to save the day. Anyway, I was waking up, I had a dream just the other day. Somebody turned my mind out of my head and flew away. Somebody pinned the badge up on top of my chest. Say, get out there, boy, and do your best. Superman ever could.
right. So we got time for just one more, and it's the exact same band, just 2 days later, and it's a jam. It's simple. We'll close out with this track. It's called Country Blues. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy New Year, by the way. And we're going to have a great year in 2026 doing this whole How Music Changed thing. Got a lot of great ideas for you. So stay tuned with us on Fridays and Wednesdays, too, for the album thing. See you later. Bye-bye.